Hello everyone, and welcome to Embed Analytics in your application with Power BI Embedded. My name is Amit Schuster. I'm a product manager for Power BI Embedded. And today we're going to talk about Power BI Embedded in a nutshell, and we're going to go over all the latest developer updates. So let's start. This will be our agenda for the next 15 minutes. After that, we'll have a Q&A session. So let's start talking about Power BI Embedded. So Power BI Embedded lets you embed your Power BI reports inside your application. As you can see on the right side, we have the sample environment of Dynamics 365, the customer service insights. And you can see there that the Power BI report is embedded inside your application with all the features and functionality, including drill through, for example. The Power BI embedded gives you total control of visuals and the user experience. And if you're using the ISV scenario, you don't need any end user licensing. So how can you deploy Power BI for your users? We have the Power BI com where you can consume your reports and upload them from the Power BI desktop. We have the embed for your organization and embed for your customers, which are our two main scenarios, which we'll discuss more in a few seconds. You also have the option to do some URL embedding in website or portal. This is also known as Simplify Embed. And it just lets you to embed the report without any interactions. You get the iframe with a sign-in button inside of it, and you can authenticate to Power BI. You also have the option to embed in SharePoint and Teams and to publish your report to the web. This option is mostly used for journals, and your data will be public. So the all four options on the left require end-user authentication to Power BI. So your user need to have Power BI users, and they need permissions to see the report. On this session, we're going to focus on our two main scenarios, embed for your organization and embed for your customers. Both of them are powered by the JavaScript SDK. So first, we have the embed for your organization. It is also known as user owns data, and it's used mostly for internal users. All the users, as I mentioned before, need to have Power BI license and need to have permissions to the reports you want to embed for them. Alternatively, we have embed for your customers. This is also known as apps owns data or the ISV scenario. Here you don't need any end user licensing. You can use your own authentication method and use either master user or a service principal to authenticate your users. So how can you start with Power BI Embedded? First, you need to register an application on Azure. This can be either a native application. Native application is used if you're using a master user on the apps owns data scenario, or a server-side application, which is used for the service principal and for user owns data. So you also need the Power BI workspace or report that you are going to embed from. And for the ISV scenario, you need to create this identity, so either a master user or a service principal, which lets you do app-only authentication. Below you can see our embedding setup tool. This tool will let you quickly get into a Power BI embedded, register an application, import content to Power BI. This tool is currently not supporting service principal. For service principal, if you want to use service principal for embed for your customers, you should check our new article on service principal on MS Docs. So let's start with our developer updates. First of all, we have our update to the .NET SDK version 3. The .NET SDK version 3 now supports .NET Framework and .NET Core, and it gives you consistency in fields, function names, and new enums that you can use. And it also gives you better support for encryption and credentials. For instance, if you want to connect to a gateway, you can now use the classes that we have for credentials and encryption to make it much, much easier. All of our new APIs will be released only to the version 3 of the SDK, and the version 2 will be retired in February 2022. Note that when you're updating your application to use the .NET SDK version 3, you will need to do some code changes, as there are breaking changes to this update. For example, you need to change the namespace from Power BI API V2 to Power BI API. There is a blog post that mentioned all of these changes. You should definitely go check it out. Next, we have our new extended developer samples. We have now new samples for .NET Core, .NET Framework, Java, Python, Node.js, and a single page application for React. All of our samples using our best practices, and they are using the latest library for authentication, MSAL. So let's just have a look at two of them. So let's start with the .NET Core AppSumos data. This is the new layout for the sample, and we also splitted the files, splitted it into multiple files to make it more, much more easier for you to understand the code that we're using here. For .NET Core user owns data, we have totally new experience where you can sign in to Power BI, enter your username, and then you can choose the embed type that you would like to embed, the workspace you want to embed from, and the report. And after clicking embed, you can get the embedded report in your application. Following that, we have our export Power BI report to File API. This API is currently in public preview, and it is available on the .NET SDK version 3. We're supporting PDF, PowerPoint, and PNG formats. If you are interested in exporting paginated reports, there are more formats that are supported. You should definitely go check the documentation for that. For Power BI reports, which are not paginated reports, you can export the whole report or selected pages. We're supporting hourglass and bookmarks and sensitivity labels for PDF and PowerPoint. We're also planning to have a Power Automate connector, which will make it much more easier for you to use this API. So how it works? First, you need to send the export request. You're sending the export request and the export starts working on creating your file. Then you need to do some polling and to get the status of your request. And after this is done, you can handle the file stream and download the file or send it through an email. Then let's take a look at Bootstrap for better performance. Bootstrap lets you prepare the iframe, and you don't need all the required parameters like report ID, embed URL, and access token, and it lets you improve your performance. If until now, what you will do is do the server-side calls, for example, get reports and generate the embed token, and then you would follow by the Power BI embed and give all these parameters inside the embed configuration, what you can do now is first call Power BI Bootstrap and then follow by the server-side calls. What will happen is the iframe and the server-side calls will happen in parallel, and this way you will save a lot of time. The Bootstrap method only requires you to pass the div element you want to embed in, you want to put the iframe inside, and the type. Here is the type is the report. You can also specify more options like hostname if you're running against a different host. So let's look at some code example. Here you can see that first I'm calling Power BI Bootstrap on the report container with the type report. Then I'm doing an AJAX call to the server side to get all the embed information. After that, when I have all the information and parameters that I need for embedding, I can call Power BI embed on the report container with the whole report load configuration. On the server side, I only need the HTTP GET function for get embed info. And here on this function, I can get the access token and do all the REST calls to get the required parameters. The full code is available on the .NET Core AppSumos data sample, so you should definitely go check it out in our developer samples repo. Next off is phased embedding. Phased embedding lets you split the report embedding into phases. We have the load phase and the render phase, and it gives the developers much more flexibility. For instance, if you have some report, some filters applied to your report, and you want to verify them or update them before your end users see the report, you can call Power BI load, get into the loading phase, and then listen to the loaded event and adhere any additional code that you would like. For example, I can do get filters, change them based on the user, set the filters back, and only after that I will call Power BI render and render the report to the end user. Another new feature that we have is extended Power BI panes control. So we have new way to control the panes. We have now the panes object. It's a single object that lets you control all the panes. You can control both the visibility and whether the pane is expanded or collapsed. And it will also be supported in edit mode. So you will also be able to give your user the experience that you would like, both in view mode and edit mode. So if you look at the GIF now, you can see that I'm replacing the filter pane enabled and nav content pane enabled parameters to the panes object. And here I'm setting the filter pane to be visible and expanded. And I'm hiding the page navigation pane at the bottom. So let's look at it. So here you can see the result. We have the filter pane on the right side, expanded, and we don't have nav content pane. And for last, we have persisted filters coming to Power BI Embedded. If you're not familiar with persisted filters, it lets you save the filter slicers and other data view changes of your end user. So every end user can see his own view. And when he comes back several days later, he can keep working with the same view that he had. It will only be supported for embed for organization, because you need the Power BI, the connection to Power BI, so your users need the Power BI accounts. And currently, you will need to implement the reset to default button by yourself. So how you can make it work? You need to set in the settings the persistent filters enabled to true. And you will also need to add an additional scope to your application. This feature will come to us next month. And to reset the persisted filters, you just need to call reset persisted filters on the report instance. If you look at the GIF we have in the right side, you can see that we have a custom loading spinner while it's loading. As you can see in a moment. So here you see the custom loading spinner. If you want to learn how to achieve it, you should definitely go check our new Power BI developer videos on YouTube. We have the first video out now, White Label Analytics with Power BI Embedded, how to hide the Power BI logo. This is also available in the short link that you can see on the screen below, aka MS Hide PBI Logo. And to finish, I want to let you know what is the best way to get updates and help. So the best way to get updates and help, the best way to get updates is reading our Power BI developer blogs. We're posting developer blogs with all the updates and the new information that you need to know about Power BI Embedded. And to get help, you should definitely go check Stack Overflow by using the Power BI Embedded tag. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's @SchusterAmit to get all the latest blogs and updates into your feed. Here you have all the developer resources. I really recommend that you will take a picture of this slide. I will give you a few seconds for that. And after that, we will go to the Q&A section. Let me present to you Alon Baram. Alon Baram is the Senior Product Manager for Power BI Embedded, and he will lead this Q&A session. Alon?
Thank you, Amit, and hi, everyone. I'm Alon, and I'm the moderator for your questions today. I will select and repeat few of your questions, as many as time permits, so Amit can answer them for the entire audience. So let me look if I got something already. Okay, and here we have our first questions for you, Amit. Let me repeat it. Will we be able to connect data sets, transform them on the web UI in the future without using the Power BI desktop app?
Let me also. Okay, so currently, all the modeling need to be happening in the Power BI desktop. but in the future, we are going to have Power BI modeling in the web. So stay tuned to updates. It will come.
Okay, there's another one here saying it's very interesting content, but it didn't get the exact URL for the preview. Can you share it again?
Exact URL for the preview?
Preview, okay, yeah. I don't understand what's, yeah, maybe the developer resources. So just put it again and I'll look for another question. Okay, there is a question. About the export report. Can we print a report with multiple pages? It was not supported on previous versions.
Yes, so now on the export report, you can select the pages that you would like to export or export the whole report. It is possible. You should check the documentation for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Amit. Let me look for another one. Where can we learn more about white label options? Is there more than just removing the Power BI logo?
Yeah, so you have more options to white label your report. For example, you can control the options menu and context menu commands. So if you're right-clicking on a data point or clicking on the ellipsis on the right side of a visual, you see the list of commands. So it is possible to pass inside the settings object in the embed configuration, both commands and extensions, and customize these menus to your needs.
Thank you, Amit. Let me look for another one here. Now, many questions are popping up here. Let me see. Okay, there's another one here. Can we use Power BI Embedded to extend the height of the report page to allow for a very long page similar to the web page, allowing users to scroll down?
Okay, so yes, definitely it's possible. You can just define the dimensions of the iframe. You can define the dimensions of the iframe as much as you want, and then you can use our display options and set the display option for the report for actual size. Then you will have the scroll because the iframe will be small and the report will be embedded in its actual size.
Thank you, Amit. Let me look for another one. Okay, here's another one. Do we have sample code and steps on Power BI Embedded?
Yeah, so you have the sample code in the Power BI Developer Samples repo. They're like, as I mentioned before, we have now samples for .NET Core, .NET Framework, Java, Python, Node.js, and single page application for React. You can also check our documentation you can see on the links, it was the second link for the developer docs, and you can see there also the guides on how to start with Power BI Embedded.
Thank you, Amit.
And one last thing, Alon, there's also a lot of code snippets on the Power BI Playground, so you should definitely go check these out.
And how do we get to the Playground?
Yeah, so I can also show it. Let me share it. This is the Power BI Embedded Playground. I really recommend everyone to check it out. We also have now at the top a survey that if you're a Power BI users, you can take and let us know about your experience and give us some feedback. But on the Playground, if you go to sample report, for example, click on try it, and then you run the code, the Power BI report will start to embed. After that, you can click on the interact tab, and then here you have all our code samples that you can check out. For example, if I'll go, let's do some apply custom layout. So here I apply the custom layout to the report, and this is changing the visual positions programmatically.
Thank you, Amit. And there's another question also in your teams about persistent filters. Does it need to be a particular version, meaning a pro or premium license?
No, it's the same as the Power BI service. You need to have the right license to consume the report and share it with other people. So you either need your end users to have pro licenses, or it can be on a or your workspace can be on a capacity, and then you can share it with the free users. But it's the same as the Power BI service. So as long as you have this feature on the Power BI service, you will also be able to consume it in Power BI Embedded.
Thank you, Amit. Let me look for another one. There's an interesting one here. Can you discuss any updates to the authoring API?
Yeah, so for who is not familiar with our authoring API, we have now, just let me know that you can see my screen, Alon. Okay,
Yeah,
so
we can see your
I'm
screen.
here in the playground and I'm clicking on offering. Here I have all the offering APIs that we offer. For example, we have the option to create visual and personalize it. We have the option to change the visual type and remove visual and add more visuals to this report. And we also have this showcase that you can go and check out. It's called the Quick Visual Creator. And you can here build a visual really easy and get the result. So this is something that you should definitely go check out. So regarding updates, we have some minor updates that are coming that will give you some more granularity, but there's no major changes to these visuals. If you have any suggestions or things that you think that we need to expand, please go to the ideas. You have the Power BI Ideas forum where you can suggest new features and you can vote for features that others suggested.
Thank you. Thank you, Amit. Okay, let me look for another question. And there's another one. There's another interesting one here. Somebody is writing, we are very excited about the personalized visual feature in Power BI. Will this be available for the embed SKU? And if so, what is that timeline?
Yeah, so this will definitely come to Power BI Embedded. We want to support, we're going to support next month the persistent filters. We're also going to support personal bookmarks and the personalized visual feature. We don't have an ETA for that yet, but we hope to get it done this year.
Thank you, Amit. Let me look for another one. Okay, I found another one. Somebody's writing, if I set up Power BI Embed for customers in my app, am I billed continuously for the utilization or only when a report is run or rendered?
Okay, so here we're talking about some licensing. So regarding licensing, when you're running on capacity, it can be a peak capacity, which you're paying for monthly, on a monthly basis or yearly basis. And it can be an A capacity, a Power BI embedded capacity, which is billed hourly. So the A capacities, we have all the APIs that can help you do some automation to scale them up and scale them down and pause them. So you're not billed for the renders or runs for your report, but you can control the capacity that you're running on. So if you have no peak time, you can raise the capacity from A1 to A2, for example, and you can also pause the capacity if it's not used.
Thank you, Amit. Let me look for another question. I'm looking for questions about the sample apps just released.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's another one here. We saw that you have a React single page application sample. However, will there be a Power BI embedded SDK or library for React or Angular applications?
Okay, that's a good question. So the answer is definitely. We're currently working on our React component for Power BI embedded. The React component will help you embed Power BI reports easily in your React application, and we're also considering an Angular application component too.
Thank you, Amit. Let me see if I have another one. There's one about the export API. Okay, let me just repeat it. Regarding the export API you have presented, how can you filter the exported report with this API?
Okay. So as I mentioned on the presentation, this API supports both RLS and bookmarks. We're currently not supporting just filters, but we're considering to change it. For now, what you can do is, if you need to filter it securely, you should use RLS and pass the identity to the export request. And if you just want to give some view, to apply slicers and filters, You can go to the to embed a report and then use the JavaScript SDK to capture the bookmark with all the filters and slices that you like, and get this bookmark state into the export request, and you will have this report filtered with the view that you just captured.
Thank you, Amit. I found the questions about the bootstrap that you showed. So the question goes like this: what is the recommended way to measure performance when using Bootstrap and in general?
Okay, so both for Bootstrap and in general, you will need to start your measuring before you do the Power BI embed call. So if you're doing Bootstrap, don't start the measuring before the Bootstrap, as we're doing the server-side calls in parallel. So before I start Power BI embed call, I'm doing my first checkpoint, and you need to stop this measuring either on the loaded event or on the rendered event. You can do both of them and check the timing for the loaded and the rendered. And it's really, we really recommend to use a percentile to check the performance. So it can be that like one report, someone just switched a tab and it didn't finish the rendering, and then you will see some jumps in your numbers. So you should definitely go and check for the P50 of your performance.
Thank you, Amit. Another one is coming about the phased embedding feature that you showed. So which APIs does the phased embedding feature support?
Okay, so the phased embedding feature supports getting visuals, applying themes. You can also set and get filters on all levels. So we have the report level, page level, and visual level. You can also set and get the slicer state. You can update settings, and you can also apply bookmarks for your users. We have the whole list in our JavaScript wiki.
Thank you, Amit. We have 3 minutes, so there's at least another question. You mentioned that the reset to default button needs to be implemented by a developer. Will this always be the case? Only developer can do it?
Yeah, so for now, this is the case. You will need to implement it, but in the future we are planning to add the Power BI application bar or action bar into Power BI Embedded. So you will have all the commands that you see on Power BI Embedded. You will be able to get them in Power BI Embedded, and you will also have the reset to default button there.
Thank you, Amit. We still have time here, so let me see. And there's another one on the export API. It goes like this: can I export a single visual?
Yeah, so currently we don't have a native way to export a single visual, but you can do you can use the custom layout that I showed before to set a single visual filling the whole report and then capture a bookmark. When giving this bookmark state to the export request, you will export only the visual that you're currently seeing.
Thank you, Amit. We only have 2 minutes, so this will be your last one.
Okay.
Is it possible to add filters to a report that is already loaded, so the report doesn't have to be reloaded completely?
Yeah, so currently, like when you're setting filters, wait, let me show it to you on the Power BI Playground. So I'll go again to the report, I'll embed the report again, and I'll go to the Interact tab. So now when I'm setting filters, the report is not fully loaded. So it's just doing the queries again. So you can use the set filters. We have set filters for report level, page level, and visual level. These only do the queries to the data again, and you're not loading the whole report.
Thank you, Amit. We have only a few seconds left. So okay. I'd like to wrap up this session and thank you all for joining in today. Many thanks to Amit for presenting, and we hope you'll enjoy the rest of your build as well. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.